the Congress, the original founding fathers, understood. They didn't want foreign agents to be in control of our government. And so they forbade, through the 13th Amendment, for anyone having that title of nobility, or any other title of nobility, to be an officer in our government. Well, the 13th Amendment was never repealed. It was never overturned. It was never set aside. There was nothing ever done to it. It's still in place today. Why don't we abide by it? Well, because when the new Constitution of the United States was created, they just left it out and replaced it. But it's never been overturned. It's never been repealed. It's never been set aside. Nothing's ever been done with it. It's still alive and valid today, just like the Constitution for the United States of America. Now, I know that George Bush tried to do away with it, and Obama's trying to do away with it still, and many of your other presidents chiseled away at it. But they don't have the authority. Because in 1868, when that corporation was created, it was given an area of jurisdictional area of 10 miles square, which is 100 square miles. An area we know as Washington, D.C., which it kept until 1974 when Virginia took back some of their land because they didn't like some of the things they were doing. And so they took back part of their land. And today, the entire jurisdictional area of the United States is Washington, D.C., an area of 68 square miles, and its territories, like Alaska and Hawaii. Somebody might be surprised to understand their territories. American Samoa, the Virgin Islands, on and on. Puerto Rico. There are many. These are the territories of the United States. Texas has never, and I repeat, Texas has never been part of the United States. It's not today.